actor Tyler Perry went to his Facebook page to call out a recent incident where the actor-director was pulled over in the city of Atlanta, just a couple of blocks from his movie studio. He says the incident was a lot like the Trayvon Martin case. Here's a report from WSB-TV in Atlanta.
According to Mr. Perry's Facebook page, he was in the far right lane when he decided to make a left-hand turn, and that's when he got pulled over by two officers. He says he did that to make sure no one was following him. But then after that, after being pulled over, he says what happened next made him angry with the way he was talked to by the officers. Once he was pulled over, Tyler Perry says things got tense quickly. He writes one officer walked over asking why he made an illegal turn, and that before he could reply, he heard the second officer banging on the passenger window because it was tinted. The second officer allegedly asked him, "Why do you think someone is following you? What is wrong with you?" Perry said the cops continued to harass him until a third officer, who like the actor-director, is black, pulled over to the scene. Perry goes on to say the officers then changed their tune and apologized.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they always do. But let me tell you something. You know, like when I'm driving to work every morning, first of all, I don't go the same way every time. And first of all, I don't stop at no red light. And I have to tell you, man, I am really afraid of carjackers. And because these fools out here today, they are not just taking your car. They will kill you. These young kids, they got guns and they want to shoot them. They don't have a gun just to play with. They buy a gun to shoot.
No regard for life.
No regard for human life. I have never on my way to work stopped at a damn red light. I don't do it. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell everybody else for your own safety. When you pulling up to a red light and then you're in a dark area and it's late at night or early in the morning, don't go all the way to the light. Just go real slow until you can time it until the light turn green and then just take out. Do not ever. I'll take a ticket before I take a chance at somebody carjacking me. It's dangerous, and you got to be looking both ways. Let me say this right here. For your own safety, man, turn your radios down. If you got boom and stuff and you riding through it, you won't get distracted. When you're driving in dark areas at night, man, please be cautious and be safe. The economy is bad. It ain't no money. I hear people think you got something. And if you got a loud car with rims and all that stuff, you're going to attract the police. And number two, you're going to attract people in the streets. So, because the police think you dope, boy, you out here selling dope. And then people in the street think just because you got rims, you got some dope money, and they gonna kill you.
Yeah.
Police going to harass you. So it's like, man, you know, once you get 30, you know, something, you know, a little older and become a little successful and you start to try, you know, got you a job or whatever, man, it's time out for all that stuff, man. Get you a nice car, man. Leave the factory rims on it. You ain't got nothing to prove to nobody. I ain't never bought a rim a day in my life. Real talk. And it's all about safety, man. Because if you watch Verse 48 and some of these other doggone shows, man, I swear to God, they will take your life over nothing because they think you got something. Word for the day is just use a little bit of discretion in when you are fixing up your car and all that kind of stuff, man, and don't draw attention to yourself. That's real talk. I always wanted to say that, but that's how you stay safe, man. I apologize for taking up your time like that, Ebony.
It's all good. What